Therefore I must say something to you, Vale, that has never been said to another creature within these walls so far. And it is a hard thing for me to say. You are no longer one of us. There is no place for you at Redwall. Once you are put on the path outside the abbey, our gates are closed to you forever. Vale, you must go now. I declare you outcast.
A cry like that of a wounded animal broke the silence. Bryony dashed forward, trying to get hold of the young Ferris.
No! No! Not my Vale! Please let him stay! I'll look after him, he'll change, you'll see, I'll talk to him!
Meriem got to Bryony before she had reached Vale, wrapping her in the folds of her gown. The abbess hugged the mouse maid tightly.
Hush now, be still, little one. He is a poisoner, and would have murdered had he not been stopped. There is nothing more you can do for him.
Vale looked stunned as Jod cut the bonds from his paws, and he stared at the old badger on the steps, crying.
What about me? Where will I go now? I've got no family. I'm alone. What'll I do?
Seizing both the ferret's paws in a vice-like grip, Skipper Joe brought his face close and said through gritted teeth,
Little Six-Claw the Poisoner, eh? I know you was matey from the day I picked you up sucking frog spawn in a muddy ditch. You're the whelp of that other six-clawed vermin, Swart the Warlord. Aye, the one who's over at Salamandastern Mountain right now, fighting the great Badger Lord. Why don't you travel over that way, due west and through the mountains, they say, and take a look at some real slaying, or would honest warfare be too noble for a sneaking poisoner?
Then dragging Vale by both paws, the big otter lugged him through the gateway and flung him on the path.
Go on, work your evil someplace else, scum!
As the gates of Redwall slammed shut on him, Vale stood quivering with rage, shaking his six-clawed paw at those inside.
Stupid oafs!
He yelled.
Bumbling fools! You ain't heard the last of me! See these paws? Well, you dyed them red, and red they'll stay to remind me that someday I'll be back, aye, with my own hoard. I'll tear this abbey apart, stone by stone. Then I'll slay every living one of you, I promise!
Inside on the lawn, Bella and the abbess held Bryony close between them as she pleaded, wept, and begged for them to give Vale one last chance. Vale, the ferret she had reared and loved from a babe, despite all his evil ways.